He said, an inadequate faith is like a small fire, which when a small breeze comes, it will quickly blow it out. But he said, a genuine faith, a true faith that has looked suffering in the light of the eye and still has realism, and still has hope, and still has courage. A genuine faith, he said, is like a strong fire, which, when a strong wind comes along, it will only blow it into an inextinguishable blaze. And she said it was actually in the nightmare of that reality that her faith truly became unmistakably real. And in my experience, evil, far from being the rock of atheism, as it's sometimes called, is in fact quite a stumbling block to many of the great atheists today, and a doorway to a deeply examined life and to a genuine faith. You can look at American thinking in the last 100 years, and you can see how the old Puritan view, which is so common here in New England, of a radical view of the capacity for human evil, has slowly shifted from evil defined as crime before the law to sickness defined by psychiatrists, down to the hole in the soul, low self-esteem, and so on. And some of them, certainly the minority, were saying there is some types of evil, say Ted Bundy and the predatory killer, that is so calculated in its monstrosity and so horrific in its outcomes and its sadism and so on, that you have to go beyond the word disturbed or the word dysfunctional and use a word that is morally charged, such as evil. The same thing is true of postmodernism generally. Many people today have got to the point where everything's relative, where you're coming from, following nature, cultural relativism, and so on. And yet when they come face to face with genuine evil, they instinctively know it's so evil, you have to suspend relativism and cultural sophistication and say, this is evil. As Winston Churchill used to say, the best argument for God is Hitler, for whom a hell is necessary.